The countdown to the sequestration cuts ends at 11:59 tomorrow night. The across-the-board budget cuts have both Republicans and Democrats pointing fingers at each other. Today, Republicans blocked a vote on a Democratic plan for the budget deficit. While the politicians argue, the country is busy preparing. Reporter Katie Lyons talked with shoppers at the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza about their concerns.
The highly anticipated and much dreaded sequestration has finally arrived. Unless Congress reaches a last-minute deal, starting tomorrow, $85 billion will be cut from the federal budget until September 30th. It would put as many as 750,000 federal jobs at risk. South LA residents are most worried about how cuts will impact their lives. Barry Brewer is worried about crime.
Crime rate will go up. I think it's just more frustrated people in the world, you know. It's just a lot of different aspects. Like I said, crime, I just think that definitely, especially in our community, in the urban community, you know, it's a lot of different things. Bills not paid, kids not able to go to school, and maybe with the proper, you know, necessities that they need.
President Obama says the cuts will put teachers' jobs at risk, leave the country unprepared for future military engagements, and create day-to-day inconveniences, such as long lines at the airport and shuttering of public parks. I talked to a dozen people outside of Walmart who knew nothing about sequestration. Randy Shrewsbury is concerned with the amount of people that are unaware of the cuts.
Oh, I think it's going to hurt us heavily. And I think that one of the big issues is that most people aren't informed, unfortunately. In fact, I heard a poll recently that only about 25% of people are really paying attention to it.
Sequestration will add additional pressure to schools who have already had to lay off staff. Brian Fields wishes that schools had more staff for sanitary reasons.
That, like, if one of the schools, even over here at King, they don't have, they had to lay off the janitors, actually. So if you was to go up there and see how nasty them bathrooms is, you'd really be like, man, you know, it looked like you could find a little bit of money to hire a janitor or two.
Obama has been working with Republicans to create an alternative to sequestration. Katie Lyons, Annenberg Radio News.